Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so tired of the bull, man. People keep running me, saying what I can and cannot do. You know what? Sometimes you just gotta say, oh, well.
I'm sick, tired of all you in. Time passed the line, you just can't tell. When I'm through with wondering, sometimes you just gotta say, oh, well. We ain't no talking that bullish, trying to close the heart to make you fail. I'm sick, tired of arguing, sometimes you just gotta say, oh, well.
Oh, well, yes, I'm releasing all the stress. I'm grinding so hard, stay switching the bars to reach your beat successful. You said you rumble is stressful. Complain you reach your second level. But don't give a F, I'm not gonna wait forever. Have a goal to catch, I'm gonna do the next beat. Your words are history, your whole face is irrelevant, it's a mystery. My whole crew without, but you're dead to me. I'm gone and out, moving with no doubt. Rearranging my route, I'm not going to change. Completing my task, no, I can't retain. I'm done with the bull, that's kid game. My time is living, I'll finish the race. See, I'm done with non-believers. Taking all this crap, calling me wish. Just might be that too. Though still, I wanna say thank you. At times you can't tell. They be locking you up, putting you in jail. I'm done with all the details. This time I'm saying, oh well.
Sick and tired of arguing. Time passing by, you just can't tell. What I'm through with wondering. Sometimes you just gotta say, oh well. People talking that bullish, trying to go so hard to make you fail. Sick and tired of arguing. Sometimes you just gotta say, oh well. Oh well.
Ago, we were young and just sitting in the circle playing pretend. We would run and say that we're friends to the NC. We decided to come with a group, making music, doing something brand new. It was something we were gonna stick to, and then some left to make the own crew. I was so lost and confused, didn't know I was used. They took my music from me and left me to go choose. I was gonna give up, thought I was just bad luck. Didn't know fake friends existed, I knew life would get tough. Well, I didn't give up, and I find that life itself. I won't stop now, I didn't stop, and I don't need all you fake friends. Music is my dream, and I won't stop doing scene. This is my time to sell, so I'm saying, oh well.
Sick and tired of arguing, yeah, I'm passing by, you just can't well. What I'm through is wondering,
yeah,
sometimes you just gotta say, oh well. People talking that bullshit, trying to go so hard to make you fail. Sick and tired of arguing, sometimes you just gotta say, oh well.
Fine as I am. I got a hell of a view up here, but this is what it is. Tonight, we're going to talk about the topic, how you think is how you react. How you think is how you react. How you react to that topic. How you think is how you react. So your thought pattern is thought process. Sometimes you impose it on other people because that's how you would think and that's how you would react to a certain situation. And it might not even be the case. So here's what you got to do. When you encounter those situations, there's two ways you could go into this situation. You have to listen before you respond, and there's two ways you could respond. So by listening, you can either listen creatively or you can listen petty. And that'll determine the way you'll react. So with that being said, what we're going to get into is, you know, when you come on this format, you have to come on this format with an open mind, first of all. Open mind. Get that creative spark and a change in your mind. So when you look at some of these past great works, like Ivan Van Sertima, Elijah Muhammad, Dr. Malachi York, and all his translations, Noble Drew Ali, you know, we have a lot of different great writers and great teachers and great people who inspired us to do research. And you got to be able to give credit where credit is due. A lot of people can't give credit where credit is due. Even with dealing with Martin Luther King, I found some videos of Dr. Martin Luther King. You know, I took the time to watch some of these videos that didn't really hit the mainstream, per se. So, you know, you had to kind of dig for these videos, and I came across some where he was pretty much saying some stuff that was similar to Malcolm X. And he talked about ancestors and ancestors from Africa and, you know, slavery and the slave trade and kidnapping and being, you know, in bondage, you know. So for a lot of my pro-black brothers and sisters who say, well, I'm just all Malcolm X, not Martin Luther King, it may be because they didn't come across some of these hidden videos that didn't hit the mainstream. Which is why I think that one of the end results before he was assassinated was a video that he had, and some of the photographs he had with Elijah Muhammad in his latter days before he was assassinated, where, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King and Elijah Muhammad were coming together on some things. So I think Dr. Martin Luther King started to open his third eye, you know, and there's even a more well-known speech or, you know, one that's in the main media where he talks about integrating his people into a burning house or to a house that was already burning. I think that was his realization that integration might not have been the best move, but it had already been, you know, mapped out and signed in to play. So he couldn't, you know, turn back at that point. But the government had already had a plan on their definition of integration was, you know, a financial integration, you know what I mean? But, you know, through economic redlining and gerrymandering and so forth, you know, their new classism or war on separation or integration was more used as a tactic than it was actually for equality. It was a form of integration that was more a new form of separation because they knew at that point you couldn't live where they lived. You wouldn't be able to afford it. And they had other ways to keep you out of it and ways to keep you out of politics by saying, you know, certain things on your record, couldn't afford you to run for specific office or if you didn't have certain degrees or so forth. So they had a new way of, you know, separation by giving you a false impression of integration. So how you think is how you react. And a lot of people, especially with the younger generation, you know, they will say things like, well, you know, the past doesn't matter. Slavery is long gone. You know, the great kidnapping, you know, was long ago. It doesn't matter now, you know. But even with the works of Ivan Van Sertima, he speaks about how, you know, we are made by the past and we're conceived by the past. And many of us have been, you know, maimed and you know, tricked by a false way of thinking that the past doesn't matter. But it does. So you have to, you know, you have to have respect for your ancestors. You have to have respect for the past. And even if you disagree with what a leader did in the past, you know, you don't have to totally discredit a leader or Martin Luther King or Malachi York or Elijah Muhammad just because you didn't disagree or just because you didn't agree with everything they taught or said. You know, you still got to be able to give credit where credit is due. So, and you could do that. Hey, they may have made some mistakes on their journey, but you best believe you're going to make some too on yours. So before you become over-judgmental and over-critical of these great teachers' works, you know that what they did in the past helped you get to where you are now or put you on the journey that you are now to do your research, to do your due diligence, and to do your studies. You might not even been interested in any of your heritage or culture if you didn't come across a Pale Man book or a Leviathan 666 book from Dr. Malachi York, or How to Eat to Live by Elijah Muhammad, or The Circle 7 by Noble Drew Ali, you know what I mean, or The Problem book by Clarence 13 next. You might not even, you know, begun on your journey if you wouldn't have came across some of their works. So as time went on, if they made a mistake on their journey, or you came across something personally they did that you didn't like, or you came across something that you disagree with, you still got to be willing to give credit where credit is due because of what spark of creativity they gave you to start you on your journey. You get what I'm saying? Because if you can't do that, if you can't give credit where credit is due for that, then you false. Like, you faking it. You plastic fake. And you need to fix that, because we ain't dealing with the fake. You know what I mean? So you have to be able to look and realize that we are shaped by the past and you are shaped by history. Don't ever think you're not, because you are. Because what your grandparents did coded into the genome of your parents, and what your parents did coded into the genome of you. So for which created you. So you're created from this past. So to say that the past or history didn't matter, and I'm using history for lack of a better word, I know history is his story, but to say that your story wasn't made from what was done before you is false, and you need to get out of that false way of thinking. You need to change that way of thinking. You need to redirect your mind. As if you was using a map going down a road, you need to redirect your mind and straighten it out, because you're going crooked. All right? So even if you don't disagree or you came across something later on with a particular teacher's writings or works, you don't have to totally discredit them if you disagree with what they did or said in another pamphlet or another writing or something they did in their personal life. You don't have to totally discredit them. That is where I think Nubian people or melanated people or copper-colored people make a grave mistake when they do that. Duality is the key. We can be dual. We can be dual beings. We can study Malcolm X and take something from it, and we can study Dr. Martin Luther King and take something from that as well. That's called duality. Your duality as a being. You have an agreeable side, you have a disagreeable side, or opposite of polarities. You have a positive side and a negative side, right? So with fire, you can light, you can warm a house or warm a baby, or you can burn it down. That's duality, and that's also in Egyptian teaching, duality, or what they call actually it's your own trinity in all actuality, because they call it the Akba and the Ka, which is the your body, your soul, and your ether, or right, your ether, or your spirit. So we are not singular beings. Even though you are one person, we are not singular beings. We have duality or trilogy parts to ourselves. If you understand what I'm saying. So you don't have to be caught up into one, because we're dual, beings. And if you can elevate to be four-dimensional, then great for you as well. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm getting at is I could study some of the 5% information and then still pick up some of Malachi York's writings, which I did back in the late 80s, early 90s. And, who said I had to pick one? I took the mathematics from both of their writings. I took mathematics from Elijah Muhammad's writings. I took mathematics from Noble Jolly writings. And I put them all in my dome. Now what? So that makes me four-dimensional. So now I could vibe in a parliament. I could vibe with at the mosque, Nation of Islam. I could vibe with the Nubians. You know what I'm saying? And I could vibe at the Morris Science Temple. Now what? G-O-D, baby in the flesh. So you can narrow yourself to one degree if you want, but I'll be over here with the 4 degrees. You get that? I'm going to say it again. I think you missed it. You could be over there with 1 degree if you want. While you conferring 1 degree, I'll be over here conferring the 3 and the 4 with those who overstand. While you conferring 360 degrees, I'll be over here conferring 720 degrees of knowledge, wisdom, and overstanding. And I'll be waiting for you to catch up so you can come on over here with those of us who are conferring the 720 degrees. Because you only want to study 1 degree and say, and then you want and say, well, this degree is all wise, right, and exact. You can't say that. Because the universe and the law of nature presents that affirmation to the beings who are capable of holding it and telling it at that time. I'm going to say it again. I think you missed it. The universe and the laws of nature present that information to the beings who are capable of holding it, retelling it, retracing it, and teaching it at that time. So what Noble Drew Ali taught, it was necessary And it was necessary and evident, and the universe allowed it through for that time. Thus, he was called Noble Drew Ali. After Noble Drew Ali came the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the universe and the laws of nature allowed that information to be bestowed on him, and he shared it throughout the diaspora at that time. That's what was needed and available at that time. You feel what I'm saying? After the Honorable Elijah Muhammad came Sheikh Daoud, right? Which Malachi Zee York was a student of, which helped groom him to become, as he taught, God in the flesh. Right? Or to become Malachi Zadok. Right? One of the master teachers at that time. So, and the laws of nature and the universe allowed that to be bestowed upon him at that time. And he shared it throughout the diaspora and melanated community that started out of Brooklyn, New York, and then spread out. Right? And then all the disciples, the street disciples, and those of us who picked up the knowledge from these different teachers, it's now bestowed upon us through the laws of nature and the universe at this time to take it to another level. Do you accept your calling? And if you do, then you have to be willing to give credit when credit is due and to come into a forum like this with open mind, because if you cannot and do not come into it with open mind and you cannot see it from the other angles, angels, angles, which means all 4 degrees or all 3 degrees or all 4, because we put the plus lessons in it, then we bring in Planets 13 next. So what is this separation about? What is this? You can't respect your elders and teachers from the past. Where does this come in at? Because I heard Dr. Malachi, Zee York's brother, Obot, he has a video up where he talks about why Dr. Malachi, Zee York built Egypt of the West in Edenton, Georgia. And it wasn't just for the Nubians. And by the way, I don't want to leave out the Hebrew Israelites either, because they're part of the conversation as well. And out of all of these degrees, we get to the point where we are now, where we overstand, because the universe and the laws of nature are presenting to us now that we are the original indigenous and autochthonous copper-colored tribes of North America or of Turtle Island. So all of those degrees, all of those lessons, all of those teachings, all of the time put in by the street soldiers walking and teaching and coming out of the hustling game, coming out of the pit game, coming out of the drug game, coming out of the streets, you follow what I'm saying, and putting down all of that street raff, riffraff to confer the higher degrees and to take the pamphlets of peace out into the streets and teach, clean the temple, start eating right and doing these more positive things. sent out the vibrations in the universe, and the universe responded and revealed more information to us and said, at this point, then you are ready to move up to a different degree. Here, now you must learn that the diaspora wasn't just from Africa or Aksum, right, or from Egypt or Tamaré, that the diaspora and the pyramids and the temples were also built on Turtle Island as well. They were also built in North America as well, not just South America, not just the Mayans. You follow? They were also built in North America as well. There were mounds built here in North America as well. So the universe and the laws of nature respond at a specific time for a specific reason. So watch what energy you put out into the universe, because the universe will give you that energy back. You feel what I'm saying? And watch how, watch your level of questioning and research and knowledge, because the more you seek this, the knowledge and the information, the universe will open itself up and present it to you. So the point is, all of these teachers have got us to a level where we all are at now. Don't give me this garbage hogwash that you got here on your own, especially all these new guys, these young YouTubers and so forth, your younger generation. Like, and don't get me wrong, I respect your energy. I've seen a lot of debates and so forth. I think, you know, with the Sinetta TV, I see a lot of these different debates. And then sometimes, you know, I'm a little iffy about them and worried about them, because it seems like sometimes the people who host these debates seem to have a platform. If you're a host for a debate, you shouldn't have a platform, meaning not a platform as a host for the debate. What I'm saying is, when they, for example, in the court system today, when a judge runs to be a judge in a particular city, they say the judge can't have any platform. You just have to run as a judge. What I'm saying is, if you're going to host a debate, you just there to judge or to keep it fair and say your time is up, blah, blah. You can't take a side, is what the term when they use taking a platform for a judge. You can't take a side. And sometimes, and I've seen some of these debates, it seemed like the moderator took a side, which throws the whole thing off. You shouldn't do that. So these younger cats, I respect, you know what I'm saying, the way y'all fire off and quick with responses and all that. I respect that. But what I'm, the point I don't respect is when you say little weird things about your elders and these great teachers who came before you, who translated books and you know, went through the ringer. Like, you know, some of the trouble that Elijah Muhammad and Martin Luther King and Noble Jamal Ali faced from the government, the pressure and the assassination attempts, like, how would you hold up? Like, you weren't there. Like, to disrespect them was crazy. Like, and even when with Dr. Malachi Ziyork bringing teachers from Sudan over who taught Arabic at the mosque in Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, I was there. Like, I've been to the mosque and the Hall of Knowledge in Brooklyn. And he brought teachers who taught us Arabic from Sudan, who taught us Fusa Arabia, not classical Arabic. You feel what I'm saying? So you younger guys have to learn to give credit where credit is due, and don't say no disrespectful stuff about these great teachers who came before you, because they put in work on a whole different level. Like, you know, when I got involved in the late 80s, early 90s, there wasn't no YouTube and there wasn't no Google. So all the research we had to do, you know, we had to do through library, and you know what I'm saying, and find these books, and or you found a elder in your neighborhood, or an OG, or somebody who knew, you know, was more experienced in the knowledge than you were, and they sat you down, and they taught you, right, and they would point you in the right direction where to get one of these scrolls or books from that had this information that you were seeking. You had to go and learn and get it from one of these, you know, these elders in your community. You younger guys just go on YouTube or you go on Google search now and you feel like you got all the information, you got all the facts. And it's disrespectful if you didn't put in a word. Like, we traveled from city to city. Like, when I first came across, I was in Pittsburgh. It was out-of-towners who came to my projects who were 5%ers. You follow what I'm saying? When I first, you know, came across the knowledge. And then it was me doing an autobiography in 11th grade on Malcolm X when I was trying to get out of high school that introduced me into his works. And then it was some Ansar Allah and some Nubian brothers who came through my projects propagating that gave me one of their books that put me all the way on my quest. You follow what I'm saying? So you guys just going on Google now and searching stuff, you know, feeling like you got facts, you ain't putting no work. Because after that, when I got the Ansar Allah, I got the Nubian brothers books, from there I'd start traveling to New York, Philly, you know what I'm saying, North Carolina, and then down into the Mecca, which was Atlanta at the time. So I got to travel firsthand and meet, debate on the streets. Our debates in parliaments were on the streets, not on YouTube. You follow what I'm saying? So before you go and start judging the old heads, the older cats who put in work, you got to put in some work. It's a lot of shit y'all didn't, it's a lot of stuff y'all didn't experience. You know what I'm saying? Just going and posting up videos and doing your search on Google. That ain't that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying Google was bad or wrong. I'm just saying that you got stuff afforded to you now that's being laid in your hand. You don't have to go out and get it. So you don't know what books to read. You don't know. And then a lot of times you don't know how to discern what's logical from illogical because you didn't have you didn't walk with a master or you didn't walk with an elder. You feel what I'm saying? Kind of like with Bruce Lee with Ip Man. If you don't walk with a master, you don't walk with a guide, you don't know how to discern what's logical from illogical. You feel what I'm saying? In the case of martial arts, if you don't walk with a master or a black belt or a master, you won't know how to beat another black belt or master when they come with and throw that blow of death or that super blow. But if you walk with a master, he can teach you at last point how to dodge, duck, or block that blow. You feel what I'm saying? And how to respond to that combat, that mental combat, that verbal combat when it comes to this knowledge. It's a lot of mental and verbal combat. You feel what I'm saying? Some of it has led to physical, which is stupid, but that's just a sign of defeat. However, with this knowledge, a lot of it is mental and verbal combat. So, you know, a master will show you how to respond. And a lot of times I see with the younger generation, you more so respond judgmentally instead of responding with an open mind. So, again, back to the topic was how you think is how you react. And a lot, don't say the past doesn't matter because your past does matter. Your whole genome is made up of the past. It's made up of history or your story from your elders and your ancestors. So make sure that you give credit where credit is due. You pay respect and give credit to your elders and ancestors, right? And realize that you are made up of them. And just because an elder or ancestor made a mistake along the way doesn't mean you can discredit or derail their whole mission, because trust and believe, you're going to make some mistakes along the way as well. And your children and the descendants of you and others, if you put yourself out in the public to be a great teacher or speaker, are also going to be able to see some of the mistakes and errors that you made too. And they will speak to them later. So it's about learning from those errors and mistakes and still being able to give credit to an elder or a leader if they made, when they made some mistakes that you have came across, you know, in your journey. So I'm saying that to say that this all affects your mental state. How you think is how you react. You can react creatively or you can react petty. And a lot of times when I go into these conversations or we have these debates, a lot of people, you know, respond petty. You know, I'd be so amazed, thrilled, and overjoyed when I could get into a debate or conversation with somebody who responds creatively. And what I mean by respond creatively is, you know, the petty slander or act like you don't get something when you do get it, or you duck when somebody throws the truth at you. Do you hear me? That's a petty response. You're supposed to take truth on the chin, my brother, my sister. You take truth on the chin. When somebody throws truth at you, you take it on the chin. You feel what I'm saying? Because when you take it on the chin, you're going to take it in and absorb it. And then you can see how you can use it to benefit you and your outcome and your quest and your excursion. You feel what I'm saying? So take truth on the chin. That's what I mean by respond creatively. Listen creatively. So you can respond creatively. You listen petty, you respond petty. And creativity, believe it or not, goes in your genome, and so does petty. And if petty has coded in your genome from some of your elders or ancestors, it doesn't mean that you can't correct it or you can't fix it. You could correct petty and you can fix it. You don't have to be stuck there. But if you choose to reside in petty and keep coming with petty responses, even when you see the truth is sitting there slapping you right in the face, then my brother, my sister, I don't know what to tell you. You're going to be stuck. You ain't going to be stuck at 360 degrees. You're going to be somewhere down 90 or 30 degrees. We'll be waiting forever for you to get to 720. This is too much pettiness in your thought process. So respond creatively, think creatively, and always come into a conversation with an open mind. You don't know everything. I don't know everything. But the more you seek, the universe and law of nature will present it to you. Trust and believe that. And trust me, you're going to make errors and mistakes on the way. So all that judgmental crap that you're doing and you talking mess about Elijah and Malachi York and Noble Drawley and the Moors, because now you came across some weirder indigenous copper-colored people. Indeed, we are. Yeah. And we were Moors, too. Yeah. We all that in a bag of honey and mustard pretzels. And, yeah. And the Moors traded with the copper-colored natives before the Europeans did. The Malian Moors came and traded with the copper-colored, and the copper-colored melanated natives got in their boats and traveled throughout the Caribbean and over to the motherland as well, and they traded. And when they traded, they exchanged. When they exchanged, they made it. And when they made it, guess what? They had seeds. They had children as well. So you mean to tell me you agree that the Moors were master navigators and that we are the indigenous copper-colored people of North America, and you telling me they didn't trade and didn't come in contact with each other until the Europeans got involved? You discrediting the whole melanated diaspora, then the whole genome. You saying we fraud? Then come on, man. You gotta come better than that. You gotta come on over to these 720 degrees. You're talking 360 stuff. So creative listening, not petty listening. Petty listening is closed minded. You know what I'm saying? You plan everything out, and you know you got to disagree. You already got a disagreement in your head before, you know what I'm saying, before the conversation or the creative thought process is finished. You know, so kill the petty stuff. You know what I mean? Always be creative when you're listening and you're learning. You know what I mean? Now, you know, come into the format with an open mind and let's keep it moving. You know what I mean? And realize that 360 is not the limit. We want to go beyond that. It's 720 degrees and we want to become four-dimensional beings. We want to stand on top of the pendulum, not be between it and get smacked upside the head. Alright? So, you know, with that being said, now doing some research, I want to say this. Okay, white people didn't originate in Africa, or should I say pale people, because they're not white. However, pink people did. So the pink people, or what you call an albino or albino, is where the Caucasians came from. The pink people last only 30 to 40 years because of the heat, right, in the motherland and the climate. So they had to seek cooler grounds, which was Europe. Okay? So while residing in Europe, in the Caucasus Mountains, is where these pink people who, because of the cooler climate, because of the lack of salt in their bodies, because there's not really good vegetation in Europe, right? Most of their, a lot of their food and stuff has to be imported, right? Because of that, especially at that time, they didn't have greenhouses and all that. Because of that, the Caucasian race was bred, the weaker recessive gene. In the caverns where they went to live and stay, especially during the harder times in Europe, is where they bred with the Pleuroids, which were these Dracula-type beings. And some of them bred with Deros, which are these real big, which is where you get that overweight gene, that real big 600-pound people you see 800-pound. That's not normal. That's an alien gene, meaning that came from all different peoples. Okay, peoples who came out of these caverns. So there's actually like two or three movies out about these cavern people. I can't remember the name of them, but you know, let me do my due diligence, and when I get it together, I'll put it and post it. You know, in a link. You know, what you see in a lot of these films is not, you know, it's not all fake. A lot of it's based on reality, but they twist it with fiction, and that's the whole plan. So you would never ever be able to discern what is real and what's not. You follow what I'm saying? So, and if you give them that much credit to say, nah, they made that all up, then you saying that they're God and you're not. They don't make all of nothing up. They only make things off of what they seen or came across. You follow what I'm saying? Ain't nothing new under the sun. If you give them that much credit, you saying that these Euros or these Caucasians, pale people, melanin recessive people, are that creative that they made shit up? They made something up? Nah. But some people made it all because there's nothing new under the sun. But there's some people, original people, that was grown by the non-ethical forces. So how do you give you taking your power and giving it to them. Come on, man. You gotta get your degrees right. So, they mix with these like these fluoroids and these deros. So, while in these Caucasus Mountains, you got these melanin recessive people. So that's where you get what Elijah Muhammad talked about. He called it in his way. He called them, you know, grafted people, grafted men. They weren't original man, because original man possesses melanin because of the sun. And the sun being in relation to the planet is only 93 million miles away from the planet, which is very close compared to a lot of other planets. So once these Caucasian races were breeding in these caves, you know, with these deros and these fluoroids, their gene pool really got tainted. So that's why it is said, too, when you get to the Human Genome Project, it says that there's a difference in the melanated or the Nubian people's DNA and the Caucasian DNA. The Human Genome Project literally states that there is a difference. So I know a lot of you, you know, religious people, so forth, we're all one race. The Human Genome Project says otherwise. Not me. The Human Genome Project said otherwise. And if science says otherwise, I roll with science, because I take truth on the chin. You keep ducking if you want. That's on you. All right? So, thus it is said that, you know, we have this super DNA. We have this Allison Felix gene, or the Venus and Serena gene. You know, hey, this camera went out again. We had a LeBron James gene, the Usain Bolt gene, you know, the brother who ran faster than Cheetah before he got hurt. And Allison Felix is the one who just broke Usain Bolt record in the mixed gender 400-meter relay. So this super gene or God gene is what, you know, the melanated people, you know, what we possess. So, and this ties right in with the Human Genome Project, that there's a difference in the melanated people, Nubian people, for lack of a better word, the copper-colored people than there is what flowing through the blood in the veins of Caucasians. So, you know, respect the God gene, use it for creativity and less pettiness. A lot of y'all petty out there. Get that petty under the rug. So, now me as Brother Archive from the IRAW Book Club, you know, I do a lot of due diligence. I do a lot of research. And since we're on that topic of Caucasian and, you know, they're the same, you know, the difference in the genome and the DNA and them coming from the pink people actually coming out of Africa, there was a study done about the Neanderthals, and this was done by, I don't know if I can say his name right, Swanter Pablo. This was done in Germany. And the study was done, and they were sequencing genes, DNA, genomes. And they were sequencing DNA. What is that? I got callers or something? Oh, okay. They were sequencing DNA, and what they came up with was they were saying that all, so they were saying that the modern humans came out of Africa. I say Pangaea because we know that it was all connected at one point.
okay? So there was no North America, South America, was no Africa. It was all connected at one point. So for their lack of knowledge, because they're trying to express our story through their history, what they may be considering Africa could have just been the center of Pangaea. You follow what I'm saying? So that when the crack happened, the split happened, like what's taking place now in California with the fault line, San Andreas Fault, is getting deeper and deeper. If you do your research, you know what I mean. The crack is getting bigger. So it's getting ready to be another split soon, as well. So for lack of a better word, they're saying that, I'm going to say from Pangaea, they're saying that modern humans came out of Pangaea, okay, with this gene sequencer study that was done in Germany, okay, and they're saying that this guy, this scientist, or this group of people who study genes, Swantor Pablo, it was about the Neanderthals and the people from Siberia. Now we know Siberia connects Europe to Asia, right? And then you have Russia and begins Europe on that side. Now, however, Asians and Europeans through this gene study still show Neanderthal genes, even though, you know, they have been separated from them for 30,000 to 50,000 years. They still show, Asians and Europeans still show Neanderthal genes. Why? Because they are descendants of them. They're connected to them, Neanderthals. Now, stay with me. Now, the study that was done in Papua New Guinea, okay, and with the Melanesian people, we get a whole different strand of DNA, okay? And they have a gene called the Denisovan gene. Kind of hard to say it. The Denisovan gene, which is retained by a lot of the Melanesian people, is a different kind of genome. Although they may have 7% Neanderthal and 5% Denisovan genome, right? So you could be 12 to 15% different from a European genome. But the fact is that they said African, I'm going to say the Pangaeans or the melanated people who came out of Africa have no Neanderthal DNA whatsoever. There is no evidence that the people who came out of Africa, the motherland, had no evidence. And I said Pangaea instead of Africa because I know they lack the knowledge to know that, you know, it was all connected at one time. So when you say people, modern humans, spread out from where? Because Pangaea, you'd have to find the center of Pangaea. And the center of Pangaea is what some call the Garden of Eden. So you can't say Africa, but you said Africa in this study, that Africans, people who come out of Africa, have no evidence of Neanderthal DNA whatsoever, but European, Caucasians, and Asians still show 5 to 7% Neanderthal DNA. Why? What's the difference? Where's the separation line come in at? So, which brings me to my next point, and we're going to take some calls. What I'm saying is, you can't say you know, in one breath that, you know, if we original copper colored people from North America, right? And I hear a lot of arguments and debates which you know, they get really petty to me after a while. It's like, wow, we at this point we got the ball in our court and y'all wanna sit here and get petty and argue about the Moors and the copper colored natives and who was sovereign, who was the original inhabitants of North America first, or, you know, all this, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it got get so petty with that argument. I'm saying, where do you stand? Like, because if you say we were the original, copper colored people, and we had no contact with Africa, and I heard this petty argument several times. I've seen it on several different chats. We had no contact with Africa. This is silly. You telling me, Father of Civilization, God of the Universe, stay just on North America's shores, right? We barely went to the Caribbean, right? With Bahamas and all that. We barely went to South America. We didn't, because South America was all connected. I mean, Mexico came all the way up past Texas until they had that war. So you telling me what? That we didn't come in contact with no Africans. Oh, yeah, oh, we just traded rice, sugar, but, oh, yeah. And nobody had sex. Nobody had kids with each other. Nobody saw the guy on the ferry or the boat attractive after years doing trade with him or whatever. That's what you're telling me? Come on, man. So you're telling me, especially your brothers and sisters who lived outside the city where they're from, you're telling me when you move to Atlanta or you move to New York or Tennessee or California from where you're from, you didn't find no woman attractive there, or that you didn't mix with no woman there, or no woman didn't mix with no man when she moved to Pennsylvania? That's what you're telling me? Because that's the same scenario when these tribes were trading and traveling. It's the same scenario. You telling me they didn't see nobody as attractive, or I've been dealing with you 2 years, and my boat is down. I can't get off this island for 2 weeks. Nobody had an affair. That's what you're telling me. They ain't mixed, they had no kids. So you gotta stop with all that plastic fake. You know what I mean? We ain't had no contact with. Come on, man. That's what I'm saying. I need you to be creative listeners, creative thinkers. All that pettiness got to stop. Take some calls. How we take the calls on here? Who's calling? I'll be glad to take some calls. Anything to end these petty debates. Like, you got to be creative. You come on here, come in an open mind. This is an open, you know what I mean? You can't tell me in one breath that you know, we ain't in contact with Africa. Okay, that's the case. The only Africans don't have Neanderthal DNA. Guess what? Then what you're saying is all the copper-colored Americans got Neanderthal DNA because we done mixed with all kind of people here. That's what you're saying? So only the Africans is the ones that has no Neanderthal DNA. They're the only ones that didn't admix with the word they used to study. They're the only ones that didn't admix. All right, well, then you just gave them all the props. Good luck with that.
Man. Right. My name is Kathy. casa. Folks call me KK. Some people can't pronounce it, so they call me Kete. I am like Stephen Curry when I sing and I rap. Making hoops in the game, ain't no need to look back. Ruff, ruff. People frontin' when they try to speak my manga. These haters, they be dunnin', look like loonies do a hanger. Yo, I like to dance, but I don't need to shake my all that cake with the trash. I've got cake and got class. I knew dudes who claim to be self-conscious. But if you're subconscious, then why you attacking and not seeking the knowledge? I know I'm fine and cute, but that don't mean I'm dumb. Man, these cats, they stay confused and corrupt in the young. Yes, I said it, I'm charismatic, be a beast in these dynamics. Like I am not from the planet, claiming kingdoms, it's a tactic. All you classes can meet Lulu at the gate and pray to God you won't be dinner on a plate. Hypothetically speaking, that means you have a date. No more will I be the one you run to when it's already too late. Granted, it's a bad habit. I said, granted, it's a bad habit.
Damn, how you mad? I said my bars, I said it's a bad habit. Now I got this thing.
And this includes my story of the divine repetition. I write rap to express, yes, I go by definition. Hip hop universal and you so steady fishing. Hip hop my universal, while you jumping into mission. I tread easy, breaking bread, that's hustle. Measure all them click class, you gon' get it, use the trouble. I stay in the motive, get the shadows to my ruler. Back at it again, rest in peace, rich shooter. And I got a lot to say. Got hell to pay, rages in my DNA. The gun I've got, break the lake. What's it worth, nightmare?
Us
and God,
we trust.
Won't bring back my bad rules, bad news, the internet. They studied Egyptology, so they know the biology. Negroes got chemistry, my bad hands won't conquer me. My bad hands won't conquer me.
Damn, how you mad? Since I said my bars, I said it's a bad habit.
I make money.
What up, KK? You ready to get it?
I got you.
School, okay. KK.
Yeah. Hey, yo, I'm repping my city.
It's Pittsburgh on the block.
The DJ say he would be. The Pittsburgh on the right. SSF, you with me? Then my team on the left. It's R make money. We are making that money. So, ring me along. I'm on fire. Feeling like this rhythm would take me even higher. SSF, we in it to win it. We got the Berg on. I want you to get your notebook, pencil, eraser, and pen. Grab a sheet, and now let's begin. Back to the rap. Bet you wonder who was she with that Pittsburgh swag, walking around with her Silk City rag. Well, I am KK. Kenty Casa is the name.
That's my name.
When you looky looky, don't you like you likey? My thing, I make these haters languish, wet noodle.
Hater.
Then they become all upset. No longer neutral.
What?
They look at me like I'm a joke. Cartoon. When really they live under rocks. Buffoons. Don't y'all niggas know that I am the process of heat. Measured ultraviolet rays won't even compare to me. I am the wave of the unnatural rod. And when I spit it, I get it, get it. Yes, the supreme unnatural fraud. I call the doctor on the phone. Guess they needed the help. Hey, KK's rapping, that's crazy. Make sure their brains don't melt. This is too much. They feed it. My beat is pumping and jumping. I say the pit's going up. All my people stand up. Bring me a gun. I'm on fire. Feeling like this rhythm will take me even higher. SSF, we in it to win it. We got the Berg on.
The definition of rhyme.
What will it take to let all the youngins know
make a sharp blow. Present the rest of the pictures to attack. Study real hard, you'll be the very best. And I'm aiming to win, really getting to getting. Not stopping to dropping all those in the left. Careers, I'm tying, I'm done to a spike. All the best things in life, I'm ready. You study real hard, you'll pass the test. And then we'll see who is the best.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the best?
I'm back. So, in closing, how you think is how you react. And remember, think or listen first and think creatively above petty thinking and petty listening. You know what I mean? Stay on the creative side. You know what I mean? And you work your way on up from the 360 degrees. You know what I mean? And we're going to double that. You know what I mean? Stay on the creative side. Stay off that pettiness. And even, when you feel that petty and you're being petty, you know what I'm saying, correct it. You know what I mean? Stay creative. And I'll be back. I'll see y'all in 2 weeks. I'll be back in 2 weeks. I'll be on the air. And if you want to hear me before that, then let me know. And maybe I'll, you know what I'm saying, I'll come back on before that. All right? Brother Archive, IRR, Book Club. Signing off. Yep.